It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. I've got to remind you, we have the broadcast partners come to these microphones for the purpose of giving us details behind the headlines, what we read in the paper or hear on television or radio reports. We hear these headlines. We need to know really what the truth is behind all of these headlines, and how these headlines and stories are actually revealing to us events happening in our world that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We talked with Ken Timmerman. He's in Europe. We talked about the concerns that all the world seems to be having about the Geneva-Iran deal, all the world except the United States Obama administration. There is a report out of Israel that Iran could have a nuclear weapon within 36 days. Then we went to the Middle East for a Middle East news update with David Dolan. He talked about the fact that most Israelis believe they are endangered by this Iranian deal. And the Israeli Defense Force is preparing for a preemptive strike, which the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said could happen if indeed they have to take out the Iranian nuclear weapon of mass destruction, and it's a matter of life and death as far as Israel is concerned. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us an update on the European Union. We talked about Catherine Ashton. Now, she is the head of foreign policy for the European Union, and she was very much involved in the Geneva talks, the very first time that she's been a major player in a group of world leaders coming together. We also talked about the fact that the European Union courts are saying homosexuality would be grounds for asylum in any of the European Union states. Mike Gendron out of Dallas, Texas, gave us a report on the Vatican and the Pope, Pope Francis, and all of his activities, and how that seems to be setting the stage for Revelation 17 to be fulfilled. We also talked about a subject that's, there's a lot of silence in the world media about Christians in the Middle East. At least the Pope is speaking out about all the torture and terrorism that's being perpetrated upon these Christians. We need to know that story, but indeed that is a part of his plan for the future. David James talked to us about the state of Christianity in India and South Korea. Dave was just out in that part of the world teaching the Word of God, both in India and South Korea. He's back home. He'll be with us for the conference down in Shreveport, Louisiana in February. We hope you'll come and join us. Steve Herzig talked to us about the background on Hanukkah. And what do we do as it relates to Hanukkah today with an effort to try to win some of our Jewish friends and neighbors maybe to Jesus Christ? How do we make this approach? Main word to be used in that approach is love, but there is a way. You've got to hear the conversation with Steve Herzig. He gives us some great information. ProphecyToday.com is the address. PTRN is where you go to listen to these interviews. And do please tell a friend about what we are talking with our broadcast partners about and the subjects that we're dealing with. They need to hear these conversations as well. But today, I want to take a look at Hanukkah and Bible prophecy. Now, Steve Herzig basically told the story. I want to rehearse a little bit for you so that we can get on the same page, and then I'm going to look at the prophetic significance of this Jewish holy day. The main player in Hanukkah is Antiochus Epiphanes. After Alexander the Great came to power at 32 years of age, and his kingdom was divided into four parts, the north, the south, and the east, and the west. In the north, which is geographically modern-day Syria, Antiochus Epiphanes ultimately came to power. He wanted to try to defeat the Egyptians. He did attack Egypt, but he came under fire from the Romans who joined with the Egyptians, and they drove Antiochus Epiphanes out of northern Africa. On his return to Syria, he stopped by Jerusalem, and there he went in on a date, Kislev 25, 168 BC. Now, Kislev on the Jewish calendar is the month of December. He went in, he slaughtered a pig on the altar. He told all the Jewish people that's what they were going to have to do. Well, the Maccabees rose up in power. They found, after they ran Antiochus out of the country, on Kislev 25, 165 BC, which is actually 3 years to the day after Antiochus captured the Temple Mount and the city of Jerusalem. They found a flask of virgin olive oil, enough to light a candle for one day. It burned for 8 days, thus Hanukkah, which in Hebrew means dedication. All of Hanukkah's story is foretold by Daniel, Daniel 11, verses 21 to 35. This happened, by the way, Daniel giving this prophecy 360 years before the fact. Antiochus Epiphanes performed the abomination of desolation when he slaughtered a pig on the altar. This is all a foretaste of things to come. By the way, Antiochus Epiphanes ruled from Syria. In fact, when you read through Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, you'll see that Syria, the king of the north, where Antiochus Epiphanes came from, will be the first one to move against the Jewish state of Israel. This happens after the Antichrist comes and confirms a peace treaty. That, in fact, starts the clock ticking on the seven-year tribulation period. An alignment of nations will come against Israel. After they're defeated, the temple will be rebuilt. Antichrist comes to the temple, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He claims to be God as he walks into the Holy of Holies, and that's the last abomination of desolation. Well, the Antichrist is on the scene today, my friend. The temple is ready to be rebuilt. The stage is set for a fulfillment of the prophecies that were fulfilled in the near term in Daniel chapter 11, verses 21 to 35. But those prophecies had a long-term fulfillment. We're living in the day when those prophecies will be fulfilled. As we have been thinking about Hanukkah, it reminds us of these events that will be fulfilled in the future. In fact, these events could be fulfilled very soon into the future. Temple ready to be rebuilt, Antichrist on the scene, and the alignment of nations are in place right now to come and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This world is in place for all of these events to be fulfilled. The curtain is about to go up. The last drama is going to be played out. As we have been talking about these prophecies, they will be fulfilled very soon down the line. But something must happen before that. That's the rapture of the church. When Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, trump of God sounds, and we're caught up into the air to be with him. That rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...